I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians with an eye on biblical prophecy are growing wary as Iran cozies up to Russia and China. But there's good news coming from Iran, too. Take Amir, for example. He's an Iranian Christian that just arrived in the U.S. after years of seeking refuge in Turkey.
I know I'm here because this is the part of the plans of God.
A few years ago, Iran's government started threatening Amir because he was printing a Christian magazine.
The government said you advertising another religion, and you know, Iran is the Islamic Republic. The Islamic is very important for government, because if you delete the Islamic in the Republic of Iran, you have to change the government.
The adjustment to life in the U.S. is pretty big, so would you keep him in your prayers? On another note, there's a big missions trend you might not be aware of. Short-term mission trips are often thought of as going and doing to make Jesus known. Diacino with Del Camino Connection says that perspective is changing.
There is a shift that has taken place from having to go and do these things in the absence of people on the ground, to where now there are Christians all over the globe who are doing wonderful things.
So short-term mission trips are still good and needed things. But instead of going with outcomes in mind, like building X number of houses or drilling X number of wells, Iacino says focus on the heart of the matter.
When we shift the perspective from being transactional in our partnerships to being relational in partnership, it changes everything.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you want news that helps you pray for the world more effectively, we get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. The daily emails feature all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage and more. I'm Ruth Kramer.